you judge the dive, not the diver. It's like anything, you know, you can think, oh, this is Tom Daley, this is Matthew Mitchell or something like that. And you think, you always expect a great dive. Well, that doesn't always happen. So you judge the dive, not the diver. And you just got to be alert all the time. And I think that we owe it to the divers to provide that 100% concentration we have to give to each dive and each diver. I think if you get off of that chair after a competition and think, well, I gave that absolutely 100%, then you've done most of the job, really. Yes, you get nervous, but directly you're in that chair and you've put your first mark up, then it goes away. Then you're concentrating on what you're doing. And a lot of what else is happening around the pool, you just don't notice it at all. You just concentrate on it. But you think, you know, you think you've got a hard job. Think of the nerves of the divers. You know, they're going to be diving with 17,000 people supporting them, and 16,000 of them could be Great Britain supporters. It would be fantastic. None of the Great Britain divers will have ever experienced that. It'll be fantastic for them. And I just hope that they can all hold up, because when they're standing on the board for their first dive, I hate to think what they really, what's going through their mind.